in the Josipovic. She's by design.
She's by design really well. It looks like a gettable race.
Blood Oath.
He's a really nice horse on the way up. I expect him to be pretty hard to beat.
I reckon we can have a play here,
Scotty. Oh, hang on.
Blood Oath, 340.
She's by design's $1.85.
$5.95 at tab.com.au for the all up.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
She's by design takes the lead in the shadows, and she's by design ugly but got the job done. Blood Oath in front. And he's a pretty good horse, this bloke. Blood Oath comes away to win.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do. And today we're at Sandown on the hillside version. And Tim Bailey's going to tell us how it's looking, the track manager. Good morning, Tim.
Morning, Daniel.
How are we looking today there at the hillside?
Yeah, pretty wet with the rainfall we've had at the last 4 or 5 days. We're on a heavy 9. Maybe slightly better than that. There's just a bit of drizzle around this morning. I was thinking of calling it an 8, but there's just a bit of drizzle, so I left it at a heavy 9 as it was yesterday afternoon. And they are saying, basically meant to be a dry day from here on with a 15 to 25 kilometre northerly, so that'll dry it out a little bit. So, as I said, hopefully we may get an upgrade to an 8, but that'll be the absolute best.
Well, the going stick?
Yeah, 7.5, which is a genuine heavy. Rails out 8. Look, just heavy ground, so I don't think there's any preferred ground today. It's just going to be, if you're hard and fit and handle wet tracks, you'll be hard to beat, I think.
How much rain you had the last week, Tim?
35 mil since Friday, and so it's basically just been consistent. Each day we've had significant amounts, so it hasn't had a chance to dry out at all.
Right, okay, well, that's what's happening today. A heavy 9 at the moment, 7.5 the going stick, rail out 8. Good luck to all involved. Appreciate your time, Tim.
Thanks, Daniel.
Good stuff, Tim Bailey.
You're really growing in that role.
I'm just trying to...
You're asking the Adam White questions.
Trying to flourish into the White role.
It's impressive.
Millage. It's all about millage.
Going sticks.
He likes millage and going sticks.
Correct. Now, we've got Tony Noonan on the line. Morning, Tony.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Very well. You've got 2 going to Sandown. Race 3, number 2, Elite Legacy. You've unlocked the key to him. He's won his last 3.
Yeah, he's flying. He's in form, handles tracks that he's finding today, so hope he can make it 4.
So he's up to a 70, but he drops 1 kg on his last start win at Bendigo. What about the heavy? He's won in the soft, heavy 9?
Yeah, look, I suppose until you try him, you're guessing to some degree, but he's been at home on those tracks with a little bit of give in the ground. He's a very fit horse, as Tim just said. Then you'll need fit horses today. So he's very fit. Distance suits. He's won at the track. Ticks a lot of boxes.
And Jessica Eaton's claiming 3, which is very handy.
Yeah, Jess has done a little bit of work with the horse, so she knows him. So that's even a big advantage again. So, yeah, just the weight off. Just felt going up into a stronger grade than he's been going. He's been carrying a bit of weight, so he'll appreciate that little bit of a claim.
Then over race 5, number 6, Mutual Respect, who's going for 3 in a row.
Yeah, I'm not absolutely certain, boys, whether he's going to run yet. I'm just waiting on a couple of pieces of information back at the stables. I'm down treadmilling a horse at the moment. So, look, he's in good form too. This is a stronger race than what he's been going around in. He steps to the 13. I'm probably not as confident about his chances as I am the other horse.
All right, beautiful. But Elite Legacy, if we had to have a dollar, given it's drawn 1, we'd be fairly confident?
I'd be confident.
That's enough for me, Tony. That's the good stuff right there. Good luck today, mate. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, boys.
Tony Noonan with 2 today. But
drew
really,
the right response there.
Really, Dan. We only need to know about 1.
The line out.
Goodness gracious me. Elite Legacy Race 3, number 2, 3 kilo claim for Jess Eaton.
$5 at the minute.
Well, there's been a little bit of late surge. $4.80 at tab.com.
As soon as they know we're talking to the trainer, it comes in. Even before he says, I'm confident.
$4.80, $1.80 at the moment. Fixed odds at tab.com.au. Georgia will be getting involved, I'm sure. The People's Champ is back. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Daniel.
Great to have you with us. Now, heavy nines. How do you go with heavy 9 quaddies, George?
Oh, well, Sandown, it's always heavy. It doesn't matter what, So, look, it should be all right. A good horse should win. And, I don't know, I think we've got a good chance of getting something today.
Right. Well, let's get those numbers from you. George, what do you got for us?
Oh, yes, 14 and 15. Too Good, Too Hard and Lico Paint.
14, 15 in the first.
5 and 6, Cape Richard and Spanish Point.
5 and 6 in the second.
8 and 11, Tax 2 and Kent Street.
8 and 11 in the third. And the lucky last, George?
9 and 12, Juno Safe and Arctic Shocker. We've got $8 for 50%. It's not too bad because it's going to pay all right.
It's going to pay all right. George is confident, and I like the sound of your voice today, George. I reckon we're on to something. Have a great day. We'll chat to you Friday.
I'm a bit more confident than that. I mean, what's wrong with him?
Oh, well, mate, I don't know what's wrong with him. We're not sure.
He'll be back. He'll be back.
He's still upright. We're just not sure, George. But we appreciate your time. That's George's quaddy for today at Hillside. Enjoy it if you're getting involved. Taylor Adams is coming up after 7. Can't wait to see the Magpie Champ.